What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come?
Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
What do you say to people when they say they don't see the Old Testament as being relevant anymore? Hello, welcome to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions on Lutheran Radio UK. My name is George Samietz and I serve the ELCE as a pastor based in Suffolk in the east of England. For all the contact details of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, our congregations and missions around the United Kingdom, and our theological college, Westfield House in Cambridge, please go to the ELCE website, www.lutheran.co.uk. Today's question came to me in a recent email, wondering whether I had already answered such a question. I hadn't. So here's my straight answer. I hope you enjoy the program. What do you say to people when they say they don't see the Old Testament as being relevant anymore? The answer about the Old Testament's relevancy is the same as that of the New Testament, and everyone would say that the New Testament is relevant because of Jesus. So people accept the New Testament because of Jesus, because he's there. We get to meet him and learn what he has done for us, and because he has died and risen again, rescued us, we now are prepared to listen to him. Hence, we read the Gospel account, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as well as reading the history account, Acts, and all the letters, most of the New Testament, and also the special revelation Jesus gave to John, the last book in the Bible called Revelation. Jesus is relevant for Christians not as a teacher, but as Lord, as God, who has done something for us, saved us from the consequences of sin and death, and given us life with him. Now, I'm hoping that most people will be nodding so far. The New Testament is relevant because of Jesus and the message of who he is and what he has done for us. If this is all true, then we need to see what Jesus said about the Old Testament, and that will determine how we relate to the Old Testament. And we find that the Old Testament was the scripture or the Bible for Jesus. And so, if it is important for Jesus, then it should be important for us. But we're not Jews for whom the Old Testament is still their Bible, and Christians don't read or use the Old Testament as it is used in Judaism. We use it how Jesus told us to use it, and here I turn to two passages in particular. Jesus and the religious leaders were often at loggerheads because Jesus didn't conform to their view of God and how God should work. According to Jesus, the religious leaders had become bogged down in the traditions of men and bypassed or derailed what God had intended and wanted. You can find this in Mark chapter 7. But in John chapter 5, we hear Jesus say this to the religious leaders, and they're upset because they interpret Jesus to be claiming to be God, which, by the way, he was and is. Jesus said, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life." What are these scriptures? The Old Testament. So Jesus is saying that we read the Old Testament because they bear witness to Jesus. That's not irrelevant then. The second scene is after Jesus' resurrection and the walk to Emmaus, and then meeting the disciples, all in Luke chapter 4. I'll quote it at length, but notice what Jesus says about the Old Testament, or as he puts it, the law, the prophets, and the Psalms. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see." And he said to them, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread, and blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened, and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." My point is simple, that when Jesus refers to the scriptures, he is referring to the Old Testament, and he is preaching himself through it. So we still read the Old Testament to learn how God was faithful to his faithless people, as he still is with us. And all of the Old Testament points in some way to Jesus. That's why Christians read it, to learn about Jesus and to grow in that relationship and be guided in how we live in Christ, not as Jewish folk. We don't read the Old Testament as a rule book, so to speak, nor do we seek to create it, but we keep reading it because it points us to Christ. The laws and the sacrifices and worship rituals are all fulfilled in Christ. The prayers and poetry and songs are the words Jesus used and help us understand the mystery of an incarnate God, someone who was one of us, but without sin, and Jesus' humanity is brought home to us in our humanity, though we sin. The prophets pointed the people back to God's saving actions and called people to repentance and obedience, but the people continued to fail. And Jesus is the fulfillment of the constant promises of God not to wipe his people off the face of the earth, while not ignoring sin and rebellion forever. For in Jesus' cross we see the judgment of God and the mercy of God. Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament, and we don't have the option of picking and choosing our scriptures, for Jesus points us to the Old Testament far more than he ever points us to the New Testament. It is the Holy Spirit who leads the church to regard the New Testament as canonical, that is, authoritative. And so we read the Old and New Testaments because they convey Christ. And if we can't see that, then we keep reading until we do. The Old Testament's relevance is based on Jesus, and we read it to help us see and understand how God in Christ gives Himself for us so that we might live with Him. If you have specific questions relating to the Old Testament and how it links with Jesus, by all means, please email them to me at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. That's info@lutheranradio.co.uk. There is a podcast in the Straight Answers Library that also speaks to this topic from the point of view of the Sabbath, which you might find helpful. It is called Why Don't Lutherans Keep the Sabbath Like the Jews and the Seventh-day Adventists Do? It was first broadcast on the 12th of May 2012. That's 12th of May 2012, 12-5-12, or if you're in the United States, 5-12-12. Goodbye.